morning on Monday, June 5th, 2006, the penultimate day of the universe. You're listening to Brian Madden Live. My guest today is my buddy Rick Dellinger. Rick and I are talking via telephone about our upcoming trip and tour of the West Coast. We are calling this Drive 2006, and basically it's Rick and me and a couple other nerds getting together in an RV for about 10 days and driving up and down the West Coast, talking to a bunch of cool folks, and ultimately ending up at Microsoft, delivering a message to them, and then a few weeks later we'll deliver a message to Citrix down in Fort Lauderdale. Thanks for taking the time today, Rick.
Hey, brother, pleasure's mine, as usual.
So, Rick, we have a little trip coming up next month.
Yeah.
West Coast, you know, I live in Washington, and you came over here to my neck of the woods for Brian Forum last month, and we kind of talked about West Coast and your life out there on the West Coast and some of the technologists out there. So looks like in June I'm going to head out to your neighborhood in the West Coast.
Yeah, and we're going to do some playing and have a good old time. And along the way, knock out a couple of the little follow-up items that we had from the sessions at Pride Forum.
So we've got this West Coast trip coming up end of June for about 10 days or so. Mm-hmm. And I guess the short version is you and I and maybe some other folks, we're going to get an RV and sort of drive up and down the coast and talk to cool people along the way. And it will culminate with a meeting at Microsoft at their campus in Redmond, Washington.
Yeah, so we're really doing two things. The first one was spurned from the conversation that we'd had about you looking to leave D.C. and kind of raised some questions about where you were hoping to move to. And, you know, I'm pretty darn proud of this West Coast that I've had my butt planted on since I was born. And know plenty of cool people out here, and know and enjoy the daylights out of the vibe out here. And when you had mentioned that you were interested in potentially taking a look at the West Coast, that kind of spurned a couple of ideas. And then after Bri Forum, after I went through and delivered a couple of the sessions that we delivered there, we needed a follow-up mechanism. And so we're kind of putting two and two together, rolling it into essentially a summer vacation along the way, and looking to have a heck of a good time with it.
All right, so on top of your overt sort of subtext plots to try to get me to move to the West Coast, you talked about Bryform, some follow-up from some sessions there, and sort of the purpose of our trip, one of the purposes, let's say, is to follow up. So can you talk a little bit about, I mean, what are you talking about, you know, the sessions from Bryform? Can you talk a little bit about the session that you're talking about and then what we hope to achieve as far as follow-up?
Yeah, absolutely. So the two of the sessions that I did at Bri Forum were discussing, I guess you could look at it as vendor alignment, although I'm not really happy with that terminology. One of the points that I was making in the sessions was that as technologists, as people who make our living off of an uncommon knowledge of technology, we've got to have our tools to do our job and to go out and solve business problems and such. And because we need tools, we need vendors like Microsoft and like Citrix that are the creators of the tools. And so I made a case about how it makes sense for technologists to align themselves more parallel to what our tool vendors are doing. And I also pointed out in the session that the vendors, the people that make our tools, also really, really need us. They need our feedback. They need us for credibility. They need us for, their tools don't get sold without us. So bringing the two together, there's actually a heck of a synergy there. And so what I started to do in the second session at Bri Forum was to get people's mindset in the right place, so getting them thinking of coaching a friend or coaching a partner versus criticizing an enemy, and started to collect some feedback from the people in our technologist community that we can deliver back to Microsoft and back to Citrix that help them understand how to be better partners for us. And it's not always about, you know, hey, lower prices or fix this darn bug or whatever. There's a lot of things, and people have come up with some pretty creative stuff already.
Okay, so you worked for Citrix in the past,
mm-hmm.
and you have worked for Microsoft in the past.
Uh-huh.
And so now you're talking about, okay, well, we as a technologist community have to align ourselves better with vendors. So what's different about kind of what you're hoping to accomplish as opposed to what all the vendors probably want anyway? Because, you know, a lot of the vendors' sales reps say, oh, yeah, you have to align yourselves with us. And they define the word align as meaning you have to drink our Kool-Aid and sell our products exactly as we want them sold.
Yeah.
And so you, coming from having worked for vendors in the past, you know, what gives with what you're saying? How's that different than what the vendors have been saying needs to happen for the past 25 years?
Well, so a pretty decent chunk of what the vendors have been saying, technologists tend to receive as painted information. They tend to look at it like, okay, that's marketing speak. I can't trust that. So I'm going to have to step back, and I've got to put the BS boots on, and I got to put the BS filter up, and, you know, it's going to take me all this effort to figure out what the real deal is. And I've got to admit that sometimes, okay, a lot of times, what ends up being spun out of the marketing departments of the vendors of our tools are not necessarily the 100% truth. It's not the stuff that we can, like, oh, yeah, hear a marketing message and then run off and design a system around. But there is a lot of value in being able to understand the vision and where the organization is going with their technologies and how they like their technologies positioned, what problems their technologies are positioned and in reality can solve.
I guess what you're saying is it's a two-way street, really, because on the one hand, and I guess we can use Citrix and Microsoft kind of as our talking points here, since that's what most of us listening to this are working with. So typically, I guess it's sort of been a one-way street where Citrix or Microsoft would say, here's the way it is, whether it's how our products work or how they should be used or how they should be marketed. And I guess what I'm hearing from you is, as I guess we all know that, well, okay, that's half the story, but we who are the feet on the street have to figure out what our specific customers want and kind of figure out the specific use cases and then figure out which tools can solve those problems. And if it's a Citrix or Microsoft tool, that's great. And if not, then so be it. So I guess what you're saying, it sounds like, is maybe we can do something to provide almost more direct feedback, if that's the right word, to the vendors, because we've always viewed, I've always viewed Microsoft and Citrix as sort of like the Borg floating up in the cloud somewhere, and they write the software and it appears on some website, and then, you know, I consume the software and figure it out and take it to my customers. But if there's a way that we could sort of work with them more interactively, I guess, I don't know about how people are actually using the stuff and what we need out of software, I guess that would be a cool thing.
That is very, 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 very possible. You know, a lot of people just don't realize what all goes into the development and the delivery and even the support of the tools that come out of organizations like Citrix and Microsoft. And, you know, I spent, a large percentage of my professional career working for both, back and forth between the two of those guys. And I've got a decent understanding of what goes into the development. And there's a lot of need for feedback directly from the marketplace, in some cases with regards to, hey, how's this thing working? Is this going to meet the need? In other cases, it's a need for support from the marketplace when one of the organizations is ready to deliver a piece of software or deliver on a new technology. So there's some things that they get out of us being open and sharing our view from the street. And especially like marketing organizations, they can't touch nearly as many people as we can touch and nearly as many use cases as we can touch as a community.
And so I guess the question is, this is something that sounds cool, but do you think the vendors care?
I think the vendors absolutely care. And I think we got the first taste of that with the responses we got back out of Citrix when they were in the room with us at Bri Forum. We've got the, yes, it is absolutely something that they care about. See, the vendors have some pretty significant needs in the marketplace as well, and they rely on us already to be able to fill those needs, like the early adoption of their technologies. You know, if we get a bad feeling about a new technology and we don't adopt it, we don't try it, that's actually very, very detrimental to the technology vendors, because that's what they're all about, is bringing new technologies, solve the new business problems. There's a lot of stuff like that that if we just focus a little bit and change our mindset just a tad, so we're not throwing things at the vendors as criticism after the fact, after they've got a product or they've got a broken issue or something along those lines. If we think a little bit about some of the things that they need, a lot of the things that they really need are very simple stuff, very simple things for us to do and to provide and to help out with. And if we can do that, and we can provide some value back to the technology vendors, there's actually a lot of things that they can do that actually can help us in our daily jobs as technologists. So I was trying to raise some of the visibility, and I'm still trying to, over some of the things that they can actually do for us to help us out, if we're willing to take a couple of steps and help them too.
What are some of the things that the vendors can do to help us out in return?
Well, a lot of what they can do depends on what your perspective is as a technologist, what your relationship is. So, for example, say you're a technologist who's a higher-end engineer at a mid-sized customer who relies on Microsoft and Citrix technologies to be able to run the business. So in that kind of a case, what they can help us out with are things like engineering resources, technical resources, contacts into products groups. They can actually help us out with things like visibility inside of our own organizations. They can help us out with visibility outside of our organizations. They can help us out with access to internal resources, early access to newer products. And those are just a couple of the examples.
I really like the way you phrase it as far as coaching. So it's not sort of like an us versus them kind of thing, but rather how can we as the community and we as the technologists and the vendors kind of work together and sort of coach each other about ways to best help each other. And so that being said, so how does this relate to the trip? So you and I have, you know, scheduled that for the last 10 days of June, basically. We're going to be driving around California and Oregon and Washington states. And so how does what you just mentioned about how the technologists can work with the vendors, how does that relate to, you know, Brian and Rick in a van driving through California?
So the way that relates, we're going to start leveraging your forum mechanism on brianmadden.com to increase awareness and start gathering and formulating some of the feedback that we want to share with the organizations. And so the trip, one of the big stops on the trip is going to be up in Redmond, where we're going to deliver the first version of this feedback, which I see, by the way, as an ongoing, changing list of feedback that is modified as market changes and technologies change. But anyway, we've got some of our friends and contacts at Microsoft that are excited to hear what we've got to share at this point. So part of the idea behind making a little bit of noise around this tour, which, I mean, if you took some of the noise out of it and you took some of the more visible stops out of it, would just be a really cool and fun road trip vacation for a couple of geeks. If you were to so we're essentially taking that fun trip and using it as a mechanism and using some of the contacts and vehicles that you and I have available to us to increase awareness and create a little bit of buzz around this whole idea of collecting and delivering coaching tips. And try and get as much of the voice of the community captured along the way as we possibly can.
And so to that end, we've got a few mechanisms in place. I know we're going to stop in Sacramento and have sort of a user group meeting or work with the local user group community there to sort of talk to the technologists in the community and have this discussion with them. So we're going to stop in Sacramento, have community meetings there. We're going to have meetings in, again, these are all open meetings in San Francisco, in Portland, Oregon, and in Seattle.
Yep.
And then as well, we'll also have sort of online forum tracking that. So for people who live on the West Coast and can attend one of these meetings and kind of chat about the industry and about the vendors and what we can do for them and what they can do for us and drink some beers. So for people who cannot join us live, they'll be able to post online, post into the forums, have the conversations online. And then, of course, we'll be blogging this entire trip and kind of doing photo blogs along the way and probably have video cameras with us and podcasts and all sorts of stuff as we kind of go up and down the coast and talk to cool people about what's going on in this industry.
Yeah. Exactly. So there's lots of different ways that people can get involved if they want to. Definitely lots of different ways. If people are just willing to take a second and share their views, take a minute to understand what we're looking for, which shouldn't take long, and take a few minutes to formulate some views and to share them. You know, we're essentially leveraging some of the contacts and vehicles that we've got to give people an opportunity to have their voice heard and heard by the people that can actually do something about it.
And so to that end, we have this event is called Drive 2006. And we've launched our little subsite off of brianmedden.com. So brianmedden.com/drive2006. And that'll take you there to, we've got online versions you can download of the videos from Rick's sessions at Briform that sort of first publicly launched this whole movement. And we've got copies of this podcast. We've got the forums and the conversations open. And that is, of course, where we'll have our blogs and videos and podcasts and everything from the trip itself.
Sweet.
So, Rick, with that, thanks so much for your time today, and I know people will be hearing a lot more of you as our trip comes closer.
So before we shut down, can I ask people to come out and take a few minutes to come introduce themselves and share some of their thoughts with us at those stops that you had mentioned?
No, there's no time.
I always get cut short.
Yeah, so, you know, right now, so we have the dates. The dates and cities are posted to the websites. And we are working in most cases with the local Citrix and Microsoft user groups there. So the dates are pretty firm right now, I'd say. Is that right, Rick?
Yeah.
The dates and cities are firm. And in the next couple of weeks, we'll have the specifics of the exact venues and locations. But basically, we're looking for kind of late afternoon, early evening, sort of happy hour type events. And we'll probably have these like at local breweries or local pubs or something like that. And just have all the nerds, all the Citrix nerds in the community kind of come together and hang out.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well,
sounds great. So before we sign off here, is there anything else you wanted to say, Rick?
Just that I'm looking forward to getting an opportunity to roll around the West and play later on in June, man. It's going to be a great time.
Today's show was copyrighted by the Brian Madden Company. We'll see you all in California.